Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, Dave, we're recording now. You're not going to mention that I failed to record, are you?
I wouldn't ever dare to bring your level of, that level of professional... Fucking hell.
You've mulched up. Now we can't use that either. All right, you ready?
Yes.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Good owl to you.
Indeed. And merry barn to us all. It's the only owl I could think of there. Apologies.
It's a bad how many owls can you name? immediate great question on the podcast.
Barn, you got your barn, because we mentioned that last week. You got your tawny, because you did that tawny, last week as well. And then your Harry Potter, your Hogwarts owl.
Oh, yeah, your magic owl.
A magic owl. Yeah, good, thank you. And then you've got your great big owl, the podcast label.
It doesn't feel like that's a...
No, that's it.
Are you out already?
Yeah, God, yeah. Are you still in? No, you're not allowed to Google.
I've got Snowy up my sleeve and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Snowy's nice. Lovely owl.
But then after that, maybe I will Google. Oh, hang on.
Don't just start listing off owls, Dave.
Well, why not?
Actually, to be fair, if we have a quick look at the show plan for this lovely Monday, there's nothing else. That's the point of Cabin Fever. Fuck all else to do. Just say some words.
The Australian masked owl. There's an owl called the Great Horned Owl. Our producer Steve just said night owl.
Well, mate, I was about to say night owl and claim that as my own.
I mean, all owls are night owls, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but I was... talking of animals, can I talk to you about llamas?
Sure.
Do you fancy some llama chat, or do you want to move on?
Well, we've done owl, so go for llama.
Underrated animals, top of the list, llamas. Amazing creatures. So I went to New Zealand last year. I was working out there. It was really hard work. And one of the things I did when I was touring around was I went to meet a llama farmer.
Okay.
Early yawn there, Dave. Is that nice?
Did you? No. Well, I mean, was it because I'm tired or was it the story? I don't know. Who knows?
That's a new format. Tired or story? Yeah. With Dave and Tom.
Tired or bored with Dave Grimm.
That's not what we do every time there's a yawn. Tired or bored. and I met a llama. I just met an amazing llama called Max at this llama farmer. And I went trekking with a llama. And they're just incredible creatures. They're kind of alert.
Good topical.
That's very topical. Exactly.
Won't get corona if they're alert.
Well, Dave, this brings me beautifully onto the reason they're in the news at the moment. Llamas could be the solution to coronavirus.
What?
Hello.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Now we know that injecting bleach doesn't work. We're looking to the llamas, right? And here's the thing about llamas. They've got antibodies that are very, very small in their system. So we have quite large antibodies. But in llamas, weirdly, they're very small antibodies, which means physically they can get into small spaces, which is what you need to fight the coronavirus. Because it's the coronavirus, like molecularly, is so very, very small. They need a small antibody to get in there. And llamas are an animal which have this antibody. So there's talk of using llama blood and then you harnessing their antibodies, sticking on a nice layer of vaccine, and then injecting people with llama blood to cure them of the coronavirus.
Bring on the llama blood, a sentence I never thought I'd say on a podcast or indeed in life.
No, exactly. Can I get a shot of llama blood, please? Then I'm clear to go into this busy nightclub or whatever. You can breathe all over me once I've become sort of like a llama vampire.
Yeah, imagine that was what happened. It was an immediate thing. And so just before you queued up for the bar outside, the bouncer's like, ID. Take your llama blood and you shot it and then in you go.
It works very well, because also it would be quite good to have the physique of a llama at a bar.
What elements of a llama's physique are useful at a bar?
Well, if you imagine a llama, they've got very, very long necks and they've got very wide alert eyes as if they're looking for a bar staff to come and serve them. Google a picture of a llama and tell me that is not an animal waiting to be served at a bar. Do it right now.
Okay, hang on. Just close down my owl breeds of owl tab. What am I Googling? Just a llama?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now I see what you mean. Yeah, he's like, give me a drink.
That,
yeah,
excuse me, mate. Sorry, mate. I was here before. Sorry, can
give
I get two llamas?
Give me a llama blood.
Give me a llama blood.
Pint of llama. 2 pints of llama. And a packet of crisps.
There you go. Well done to the llamas. All the lovely llamas.
It's interesting, isn't it, what Google suggests as alternative searches when you type something in. So llama immediately goes to alpaca.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So hang on. Is this, if I click on it, does it give me like a Peruvian llama? Oh, I see. So I've clicked on Peru now, and now it's pictures of llamas in Peru. It's like a linking game.
Yeah, I think that's where they're from.
Christmas, though. What's a Christmas llama? Okay, sure. It's just a lot of pictures of Santa sitting on a llama and It's odd, isn't it? I don't traditionally associate llamas with Christmas.
No, they're not my go-to Christmas animal. That would be a very different Santa, wouldn't it? Going on with this sleigh being pulled by Larry the Red-Nosed
Rudolph
Llama.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Llama.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Llama, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it? But there you go. Sorry, I just got slightly sidetracked by llama Googling. We're at that point of the week, a.k.a. the beginning of the week, a.k.a. who bloody knows what day of the week it is anyway. Well, I feel like we should have 3 days worth of stories to tell, Tom.
Oh, because it's been a busy weekend. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, it just has been a weekend without a podcast. So
yeah, man.
Tell me the highlights.
Absolutely. I'm locked and loaded. Let's have a just go through my arsenal, my weaponry of non-ecdotes. Oh, straight off the bat, the dishwasher.
Fixed.
Do you want to know how that unfolded?
Quickly, fixed or not fixed?
Waiting for the man to come, right? Getting the house ready because, you know, someone's coming into the house. Got to make sure he's got the mask on. Got to make sure that everyone's absent from the house. We're all clear to go. What time's he getting there? Very, you know, high tension, high stakes game. The man turns up, right? Gets his mask on, goes in the kitchen, takes one look at it, said, that's not the wrong part. That's absolutely the wrong part. Then walked out the house, the end.
What do you mean it's the wrong part?
I bought a part to fix the dishwasher because the heating element had gone. And he took one look at the heating element and went, that's the wrong bit, mate. And I went, cool.
Did he tell you what to buy? Or
no, no, he said, that's all I can do. I'm sorry, I can't fix that dishwasher. We don't have the right part, so you'd have to get the right part. And, yep, all the best. And then he turned on his tail and he left my house.
Okay, so presumably you thought you'd bought the right part. So
I did some heavy Googling. I did some heavy Googling to find the right... Because it's no longer a heat... filament that heats up the water. It's like this heat exchanging engine which pumps hot water. Story or tired?
It's a story.
Okay.
The heating element of your dishwasher. Absolutely fine. It's quite a good way of interrupting you now, isn't it?
Yeah. Good. Just use the yawn. I mean, don't worry. It goes both ways. I'll wheel it out.
How much did you pay for the dishwasher man to come and leave your house?
Great question. And I can tell you the answer to that question is... And he's a nice man, £0 and £0. He said, I won't charge you because I was nearby anyway. And I was like, top man. In that case, if you were nearby, why were you 2 hours late? But I didn't say that. I was like, that's all good. Thanks for coming.
So now what happens? Have you got a new part coming?
No, we're going to sell the house.
Oh, fine. Yeah, that makes sense. Just don't mention the dishwasher, yeah.
Just get the fuck out of here and we'll just find somewhere else nearby. Yeah, it seems the more sensible thing to do because I think stamp duty...
Showing people around your kitchen going, yeah, got your fridges, got your sink, dishwasher there, obviously, nothing wrong with that. Just a normal, regular working dishwasher. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, what's that? Why am I sweating? No reason. Yeah,
No, absolutely fine. Why is there loads of dishes on the side? Look, I just haven't got around to loading the dishwasher yet.
Just saving water. No, I actually think moving house and paying stamp duty is cheaper than plumbing. So that's what we're going to do. That's our plan. Story or tired?
Oh no, that was tired. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
That was. I tried to disguise it, then laughed. Did I not disguise it very well?
The laugh yawn. I once had, Dave, and it won't surprise you to hear this, a therapist.
Oh my god, a comedian and a therapist.
Yeah, this is weird. And she used to do really. She thought she was really good at disguising her yawns, but I could tell every time she yawned because her nostrils would just flare right out.
Oh yeah, it's really hard to disguise a yawn when it's sort of crucial. Like that in that situation, I'd say it's crucial not to yawn.
Really hard to be. Well, I wonder if that's why therapists, there's that cliched image, isn't there, of the person getting therapy lying on a sofa with the therapist with their back to the therapist, so they can't see the therapist.
Oh, is that just because they might yawn or look a bit bored? Or
you can't be, you know, talking about how, you know, you wonder if your identity has been harmed by a lack of, you know, hugs when you were a child, and someone. Yeah, go on. Yeah. Tell me more. Well, were they nice to you?
Story or bored, Doctor? Story or bored?
Story or book?
They're the same thing, aren't they? God, I am tired. Tired or story?
I think you'll find, no, tired or boarding school. I think that is the...
very good.
That's the therapist.
Very, right, very good.
All right, so anyway. Dishwasher's all I've got, Dave. I mean, you know, it's been a busy weekend for you. What have you got for us here on Cabin Fever? Is it week 8?
I was supposed to have a bay tree delivered.
Ooh.
And it didn't come.
Oh.
It's coming tomorrow now.
Hey.
Quite a good story, right?
Yeah, there's a roller coaster. No yawns there.
I tell you what lockdown has really done wonders for.
Your love life.
Absolute uselessness that is the all-day delivery window. For the first time in my life, I get a text saying, we'll deliver your order between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And I don't have the anxiety of going, what's the fucking use in that?
So true.
I have to just take a day off work. And now I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll obviously be in.
This is one of the great things. Delivery window anxiety is, I mean, that's how we used to live, isn't it? Who cares about that? They could literally say, your plants will arrive sometime during the window of May. And yeah, you're like, sure.
Fine.
Yeah. Bring it on,
that's,
man.
Exactly what I have. Every time I get a sort of delivery thing and they say, let us know if this isn't convenient for you, I'm like, oh, I'm not even going to bother checking because obviously it's convenient for me. Like,
yeah,
obviously I will be out walking the dog the one time that they come round and deliver.
Oh, yeah,
the tree,
that's true.
That's,
yeah, you do still leave the house.
But, well,
that,
but the other problem, the other thing is, even that doesn't matter because where does all posts get left now, Tom? Outside anyway. Like, no one's waiting for a signature, so they'll just plonk the tree outside my front door and I'll find it when I get back.
Yeah, it's perfect. And maybe that's where the tree's going to go anyway, in which case, just leave it there. They've put the tree there for you and that's where the tree now lives, in the hallway.
Pick the position. You're welcome.
God, life has got so much better, hasn't it?
No trees for Dave, and that's basically the story of my weekend, I'd say.
Okay. Oh, I have got another story, but I'll save it because I want Helen Monks to hear it as well. I think we should get Helen on and then I can tell you the story of me barking at a fox. Would you like to hear that story?
I mean, there's no point in saying no, so play the sting.
Here we go then. Yeah, would you like to hear the story means you're going to hear the story. It's just another Helen Monks day. Here she is on Cabin Fever. It's season 8. Helen, well done. You have met. You are a regular now.
Yay!
I couldn't tell whether the delay there was just an internet delay or Helen going, oh, do I want to be a regular on this shit?
See, that's another thing we can. That's another game we can play. Like tired or bored, we can do delay or depressed.
How are you, Monks? How's your week been?
Eventful, actually.
Ooh.
I bought some mould cleaner over the internet. Have I told you? Was this last week or this week?
You bought an old cleaner?
A mould cleaner.
A mould cleaner. Okay, right. No, you haven't told us about this. Go on.
So I bought it over the internet and I later discovered that you can't buy it in the shop because it's got hydrochloric acid in it. Anyway, so I sprayed it on my ceiling where all my mould is and it all dripped down into my eye. I'm fine. I can still see. But I then read on the bottle, it says, can cause severe damage to eyes. And also underneath that, it said, do not use on the ceiling. So I called 111 and they said you should probably go to A&E. So I went to A&E and it was actually great. There was nobody there. Everyone was so friendly. They gave my eye a clean and it was nice to get out of the house.
That's incredible. So you got acidic mould dripping into your eye.
Yeah, it was also just really stupid of me because it did go in once because I obviously sprayed it, looked up to give it a wipe. It went in once. I sort of washed it out and thought, okay, right, take two. And looked up
again.
And it didn't just go into my eye that time. It went onto my face. That's when I realised this is really stingy stuff. Like it was properly burning my face. So I thought, oh, I should probably stop looking up at the ceiling. But also I kind of have it on video because I was trying to do a bit of a, what are they called? Where you do a really fast video of something that you're doing. So it looks like you're Superman.
Time lapse.
Yeah.
So no lasting damage then? The face is all still okay?
Oh my gosh, absolutely fine. It was actually a bit embarrassing because by the time I washed it out with water for 20 minutes and by the time I got to A&E, I was almost completely better. So I kept apologising because I was like, there's probably better things to be doing than looking at my eye. And I had brought the bottle of bleach in with me and was like, I'm so sorry.
Oops. Whoa, what a feeling. You're cleaning mould off the ceiling.
It's still covered in mould. This is the thing. So I'm now in a slight legal battle with my flatmates. I'm presenting all of the arguments of why I should continue to use the illegal substance because I've bought myself some swimming goggles. I'm going to wear my face mask and a hat.
Amazing.
So I think it's fine now. They're really insistent that we don't repeat mistakes from the past.
It does feel that when mistakes from the past end up with you in accident and emergency, it might be wise to maybe steer clear of it again.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not repeating the. I'm not going to look up with my eyes, like, you know, naked. I'm also planning on spraying it onto a sponge and then wiping the sponge on the wall rather than spray the foam directly onto the ceiling. So I am learning. I really want to get rid of the mold.
How much is it like the really scary black mold?
Yeah, it's black mold and it's over the entire ceiling. Like it's growing. Ooh. I've bought a dehumidifier, which is doing nothing for me.
No, they're useless.
And you know, because as well, we've washed it off before, but it just grows back.
Is it on the bathroom ceiling?
Yeah.
Right. I think you should carry on, Helen. At least if you're in the bathroom, what you could do is just keep showering yourself. So you like have the shower on your face the whole time. You just spray your face the whole time with water, and then with the other hand, you're wiping the, you know,
yeah.
You got your hydrochloric acid on the ceiling.
Oh my gosh, that's a really good idea. Okay, all right, I'll try that.
You're welcome.
Stand in the bath, completely naked, apart from my goggles, and spray and shower simultaneously.
Yeah, this is why they've said, haven't they, that everyone needs to stop doing any kind of DIY that has any element of risk, because they've got, despite the fact that A&E was completely, the numbers were really low, apart from the occasional idiot. But they said, please don't go and do DIY, because people, while they're at home, like I had a bit of guttering that I wanted to waterproof, and to get up there and do it, the stepladder wasn't big enough. So I had to put the stepladder onto a chair. So I had a stepladder on a chair. And this was day four of lockdown. I was on step three on my way up, and my wife came out, screamed at me, and got me to get off the chair. I mean, I nearly fell off when she screamed at me, to be fair, but I was told very, in no uncertain terms, to get off the fucking stepladder on a chair.
Why are you all idiots?
Yeah, I mean, Tom's the bigger idiot. That's really idiotic. On a chair?
Well, no, it was on two chairs. So one part of the stepladder was on one chair.
Two chairs?
Yeah. Two chairs makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, to make it more stable.
Well, because a stepladder is like a V shape, isn't it? So both points of the V are sitting on a chair each. Just only a small chair. They were both pretty sensibly wadged against a wall. They weren't going to slip. And I was halfway up to fix the fucking leak. And
this really, really, this is terrifying, mate. This is absolutely terrifying. And you're in charge of how many children?
I've forgotten. Genuinely forgotten. Some kids and a dog.
Would you have done that pre-lockdown? Because this is the thing, I think I've realised that I'm doing things I would never normally do, like clean my bathroom.
It's a very gradually causing a tiny, tiny damp patch. Tiny damp patch. And that has been going on now for over a year. So over a year of normal life pre-lockdown, couldn't give a shit, mate. Couldn't care. I've got important things to do. I'm a vital member of the economy. And then...
taking those risks.
That's right, exactly. Day four, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking climb on the side of the side return, which is made of plastic, and I'm going to use an old rickety stepladder on some children's chairs, and I'm going to do it now.
Children's chairs?
Yeah, they're a bit slightly lower kids' chairs, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It didn't work, guys. I didn't make it up there. So.
All I'd say, Monks, is just before you do embark on the same activity again, do just in your head picture the tiny possibility that you have to go back to A&E and explain to them that you're back in for the same reason within 1 week. And just imagine what they will say then, and then decide whether it's worth going again.
You're going to be such a good dad. Teaching me about consequences.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What else has been going on, Monks?
It's been a chaotic week. So I've actually now fixed it, but for about 2 days I had a completely broken laptop because I was desperate to install The Sims. But The Sims is for Windows and I've got a Mac. Oh. So what I did was I followed all these instructions off this website, which basically got me into the coding, like the deep coding of my laptop, and gave me all of these, I copied and pasted all these codes.
No.
What I didn't realize is the codes were basically deleting the software of my MacBook.
Ooh.
So then my MacBook then just was dead and wouldn't start. And then when it did start, it came up with this really scary, like, question mark flashing thing that was basically saying, why are you trying to turn me on? I'm dead. That was a quite stressful 2 days because I just realized, oh my gosh, why am I playing with fire here? Because the one thing that is keeping me connected to the world is this beautiful laptop, and I've just tried to sever it in order to play The Sims.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Messing around with your laptop, do not. That's such a vital. That's your umbilical cord at the moment. That's like you know. You wouldn't get a baby using the umbilical cord to just go off and try bungee jumping, would you? You've got to respect the umbilical cord that is your Mac. One minute you're spraying acid on the ceiling, the next minute you're messing around with coding on your Mac. Jesus, Helen, what a week.
Yeah, I think we've all learned, don't leave Helen Monks on her own, basically. It doesn't end well.
Didn't you also go to France this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was fun. Well, I wore a beret and ate some vegan camembert.
A couple of my friends have been doing that this week. One of my friends was supposed to be in Munich. So they recreated a sort of Oktoberfest vibe in their flat this week and got all the German stuff knocking about and the big steins of beer. So you were supposed to go to France, weren't you? And now you've just dressed up as a French person, right? In a cartoon.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wore a striped T-shirt and ate some garlicky food and had my beret. I was actually supposed to be going to France because I was supposed to be going to Barcelona. And because of Greta Thunberg, I decided to get the train. But the train takes like forever, ever. So I was doing a stop off in France during the week. And then at the weekend, I was supposed to be going to Barcelona. So this week in my flat, I've gone to both France and, well, I didn't really go to Barcelona, but I did drink a lot of wine.
I was going to say, what do you do to, like, France is a very easy one to recreate in a sort of stereotypy cartoon way, but apart from just drinking loads of sangria, what did you do for Barcelona?
Yeah, well, it was for a hen do, so what we did was we just did a Zoom call and talked about willies.
Great.
Ah, nice. Oh, what a lovely wholesome week you've had.
Yeah, it's been nice.
It's been a great Helen Monks week, hasn't it?
A lot's happened.
Yeah, I know. And now have you got to the stage where when things happen, you think, well, this will be great for cabin fever?
I wish that I lived my life for you guys, but actually I do just live in the present. And then 5 minutes before this podcast, I go, oh my God, I'm going to have to say what I've been up to. And normally that fills me with dread. But this week I woke up like, yeah, I've got this week covered.
So good.
How was the hen do, Monk? So what was the general mood and vibe of the hen do, like having to do it on Zoom and all of that sort of thing?
Yeah, it was okay, actually. We're actually moving her hen do to next year, so it was like a pre-hen do. So right. It wasn't too sad, but I think it has been a bit stressful. I think she's lost quite a lot of money because she's moved the wedding as well.
Oh, God.
But, you know, lots of people are in the same situation, so she's just... I think she's happy that she will eventually get married. And it's something nice to look forward to, isn't it, on the other side?
Well, so this is going to be my question, because actually, weirdly, I've not got any stag do's booked this year because I immediately now, I've got like an auto reply on my texts for stag do's that just say, oh, I'm busy that weekend, I'm afraid. But had I got a stag do booked in and it got cancelled for any reason, I would be overjoyed because, and you can tell me whether this is true of Hendy's, but stag do's are the worst.
Stag do's are the very worst. I can definitely back that up.
Well, I think you're like, I don't know, I think you're a bit ahead of me in the stag do fatigue, because this would actually have been my first hen do. So can I get back to you when I've been to a few more? Because I imagine that they're probably the worst.
They are really bad. The worst thing about stag do's, and I don't know if this happens on hen do's, it probably does, is the, you have a mate who's a, you know, similar to you maybe, not a crazy idiot like, hey, let's go here and do loads of drugs and drink, and it's fine. And then suddenly when a stag do's involved, like all previous personality traits that this person has had are dropped, and suddenly it's just full on. They're like a different person, determined to destroy themselves. It's terrifying.
Or it's either that, or there's just, you can't control the groups. I mean, the stag do's in general are loads of people that wouldn't normally hang out together having to hang out together. So you've got like two people from that group, three people from that group, four people from school, and it's like, so you're already basically in a group that hasn't hung out before, and probably for good reason, aka it's not going to be great fun. And then to sort of mask the social awkwardness, you just do loads of activities that nobody wants to do. When by the time you've got to the end of a weekend where you've done loads of stuff that you don't want to do with loads of people that you wouldn't normally opt to hang out with, you just feel a bit like, oh, well, I'm glad I spent £400 on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, £400 and the rest.
Tom, did you have a stag do?
Yeah, I had a stag do. And we went to Oxford for the weekend, and we watched Wales, New Zealand in the rugby. And then we went to an indie disco nightclub and danced to 90s indie music. And one person got their wallet nicked, and it was really exciting. And then someone gave me loads of absinthe. And the next day we all played golf, and I was sick on the golf course and went home. That was my stag do.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's great. Yeah. Sick on the fifth.
So that does sound... I think I would enjoy all of those things, apart from the vomit. And also, I'm not really that bothered about golf. But were there people on the stag do that didn't like either rugby, indie music, or golf?
Yeah, plenty of them. But they were sort of going with the main flow. And they formed a sort of sideline stag do a little bit. Like, three or four people were a bit like, let's fucking do this. Because there were people either side of it, Dave. Because you know me, right, middle lane all the way. So some people in the fast lane, they sort of went off, and they went off to the rave room, you know. And some people in the slow lane stayed and had ale in the pub. It was fine. We split off. Because obviously, Dave, we've got a lot of friends. There were six or seven people there. So
so three or four people went to the rave room. A couple of people stayed in the pub, and you went to the disco on your own.
Basically, it was me dancing to Manson in my school uniform. Let's not dwell on that. Listen, guys, I've got some outstanding news. Tomorrow's guest has arrived a whole day early. Are you ready to meet tomorrow's guest, Helen Monks? This is very exciting.
Yes.
Because obviously today is Helen Monks Day, but tomorrow is going to be Dom Jolly Tuesday. Please welcome, appropriately enough, Mr. Dom Jolly. Hi, Dom Jolly.
Am I on the wrong day?
Yeah, I mean, listen, in
I'm
a sense.
I'm confused. I don't really know what day it is anymore, anyway.
It's Monday today, but obviously we're recording this on a Sunday.
Who am I talking to?
Sorry, this is Tom Price. The guy I'm
right, okay.
Yeah.
And I've no idea where I am. Or
no,
who I'm
cool,
talking
cool, cool. We'll work it all out. And actually, that's how I sounded at the end of my stag do, to be fair. That is kind of what I was doing.
That was your stag do I was listening to?
Yeah.
It sounded like a dream to me.
Well, exactly. It's a great night, isn't
Absinthe,
it?
90s indie. I mean, what do you need?
It doesn't get any better, exactly.
Except for golf.
Are you a golfist?
I am, actually. I'm a golfist, yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll have some golf chat. Dom Jolly, meet Helen Monks. Helen Monks, meet Dom Jolly. Say hi to each other. This is nice.
Hi. How you doing?
Hello, Helen Monks. I'm very good. I'm a bit hungover.
Hello, Dom Jolly.
There we go. It's nice.
Hello, Helen Monks.
It's very nice. It's great. Great chat, guys.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You don't have to call me Dom Jolly. My kids used to think that Dom Jolly was something different. They used to think I used to go up to London to do Dom Jolly, because the big kids at their school would say, is your dad Dom Jolly? So they'd go, Dad, what is Dom Jolly? So I'd say, well, it's a sort of stupid thing I do when I go up and dress as a squirrel, but when I'm back, I'm just Dad.
So Helen, you can call him Dad.
I'll call you Dad, yeah.
Oh, that's getting very
weird. There you go.
Dad.
Arousing as well.
Yeah, well, that was the idea. That's what we're hoping for. Take cabin fever in a whole new direction. Dom, have you got stag do's? What's the worst stag do you've ever been on? Because Helen Monks has got her first hen do coming up soon.
My own one was pretty fucking awful, I have to say. It was organised by a man that I hated, and I ended up not actually inviting to my own wedding.
Oh my God.
And he organised it, and I can't remember why even he organised it. I think I was filming Trigger Happy at the time, actually, and I was rather busy. And he said he'd do it. I honestly can't remember. It was just appalling. I hate stag parties anyway.
Yeah.
So he organised My Idea of Hell. It was in a hotel in Ashford in Kent. I mean, Kent, Jesus Christ. And I went down there and there was a massive argument at supper. No one knew each other. I just can't remember. There was breakages. There was a window gone. And then I was left with the bill. It was just appalling. It was really, really bad, actually. So, yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
How did you tell him that you weren't inviting him to the wedding?
I just didn't tell him, actually. I haven't spoken to him since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm quite big on grudges and stuff.
Yes. Oh, I love holding a grudge.
Yeah.
We should do a grudge podcast and just list off people who we...
Grudge
we,
match.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, so we are getting towards the end of Monday's episode, right? So, Helen Monksday, we love you. Thanks for coming. Can you come back next week? And can you not spray acid in your face, okay? No acid in the face.
I'll try my best. Okay. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Drop acid, don't spray it.
Yeah, exactly. Always drop,
the
don't
slogan
spray.
Of this podcast.
Thanks, Helen. Bye.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Bye, Helen Monk.
Helen Monks, and that is the end of Helen Monks Day. Who have we got on the show tomorrow, Dave? Who's coming on? Any guests?
Look, you know, it's nice to trail ahead sometimes. Sometimes it's nice to just keep an air of mystery. So, you know, who knows? It could be anybody on the show tomorrow. It's probably Dom Jolly, but it could be anybody.
Who?
Okay, let's keep it a secret, though. Yeah, let's not say who it is. Let's not say who it is. All right, that's the end of today's Cabin Fever. Thanks for listening, and tomorrow we might have Dom Jolly.
Well, I hope not. I hate him. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name. You've got a jingle and everything. GreatBigOwl.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.